In the autumn of 2015, on Austria's border with Hungary, young men prepare to bed down for the night. Around them, border guards, army tents, floodlights, and fences. A 19-year-old from Iraq holds his hands as though he's firing a gun and makes a shooting sound. He says his father was killed in fighting and he's fleeing Islamic State. He's one of a million or more who entered the EU in just 6 months. But what was his life like back in Iraq? What skills and ideas does he bring to his new home? The International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis and other researchers have put these and many more questions to 500 asylum seekers. They want to know what are their values, attitudes, and human capital. Demographer Professor Wolfgang Lutz.
People were crossing the borders in very large numbers. Media were excited about this. Everybody was wondering, who are these people? They aren't really documented. They're just crossing the border.
The researchers found that almost half the people from Syria and Iraq had completed secondary education and more than a quarter had at least a post-secondary diploma or degree, a standard of education higher than the average in their home country and similar to that in Austria.
Something dramatically must have happened around August in Syria. It may have to do with the Russia also entering the war, that many of the people who really were sort of middle-class Syrians who were still hoping that they could remain there and things would get better, they somehow lost their hope. And they really started to march in very large numbers.
At this anti-migrant demonstration in Vienna, protesters don't see boring middle-class migrants who are likely to be better educated than they are.
All of those coming in now, they don't want to work.
I'm afraid that among the many thousands of people, there will be trained soldiers among them.
In Austrian political debates, fear of terrorists and strains on the social system are often cited as reasons to keep migrants out, especially those from the Middle East. And it's true that not all have good qualifications or the ability to quickly integrate. A Vienna classroom where around 20 young men are learning Austrian history. It's a government-funded integration initiative. Teacher and interpreter Bassem Itayem from Jordan says even a good education is no guarantee of a good job.
Most of them, they don't have their certificates, qualifications with them, but you can see or they tell you they studied or they were managers or they were businessmen, but they have no documents, most of them, with them. So they don't know how to really start here. Most of them also, they are not good in the language.
And what about fears that terrorists are among the refugees? The attacks in Brussels, Paris and Nice since the surveyed group entered Europe have led to a backlash against migration. Is there a link between radicalization and education standard? Daniela Pizzoiu is an expert on terrorism, radicalization and security at the Austrian Institute for International Affairs.
In the case of the IS, as well as in the case of other terrorist organizations, you usually have a very mixed profile. In the sense of you have very educated people, you have also people with academic degrees, doctors, even professors sometimes, but also people with less education or not at all.
So what's the message for policymakers from this research into the human capital of migrants? Well, don't waste that capital, says Judith Kohlenberger from the Wittgenstein Center for Demography and Global Human Capital.
What our results show us is that it's important to keep this level of education, also to not create a lost generation, but rather to invest in the education of children and young adults in order to equip them with essential resources so that they can eventually, if they decide to return to the country when the situation is stabilized, help to rebuild their country.
With Syria's war still raging, it's hard to imagine migrants wanting to return. But according to another research scholar, Syrian-born demographer Zakaria Al-Zalek, nearly a third say they do want to go back.
Usually the higher percentage, what we found in our survey, the higher percentage from Syrian people, they wanting to return, about like the percentage is 30. Yeah, about 30 people from Syria, they wanting to know, because they take a decision before that they don't want to leave the country, the home country.
The research fills gaps in our knowledge of those hundreds of thousands who risked all to reach Europe. It also suggests that what happens next depends on whether they're welcomed or shunned. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.